As a new Muslim, you will have trouble keeping up with prayers every day, fasting during Ramadan, and many other practices in this religion. The struggle that you face is difficult and will take some time. If you have problems with certain practices, then gradually work yourself into the mindset of worship. Keeping up with your devotional practices is something that will strengthen your faith. You will start to feel a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will become used to Islam as a religion and a way of life. Always respect your parents. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "One who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Keeping up a good relationship with your family is essential. Try to avoid bringing up or taking part in controversial subjects regarding religion. This is almost unavoidable, but your parents will eventually accept that Islam is not going to turn you into a terrorist if you stay calm during these tense moments. Gradually, your parents will gain some respect and understanding of Islam. Find a teacher. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "There is no treasure more profitable than knowledge." You might have an endless stream of questions. Finding a knowledgeable teacher will clarify things you hear on Sheikh Google or any part of the Holy Quran you are reading at that time. This will help you build a solid foundation in the Islamic tradition. Keep away from debates and arguments. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Humbleness is to abandon disputation, even if one is right." Trying to constantly defend your religion is something that will cause you a lot of stress. When you first accept Islam, it may seem like that the whole world is after you and could be an overwhelming experience. The best thing to do is to avoid these arguments at all costs unless someone is willing to learn. Maintain your identity. In the Holy Quran it says, "O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another." Being a Muslim is a huge part of your identity now. This doesn't mean you can't watch the football on Sundays or talk to your friends and etc. If there are things in your culture that do not directly contradict with the basic Islamic creed, then you are welcome to keep those things in your life. Force yourself to go to the masjid. This will open many doors for you and will grant you many good deeds to your account. You will meet people who are connected to Islam, networking opportunities are more readily available, and you are bound to make long-lasting friends. Avoid loneliness. This is a major problem in the revert community. The best thing we can do to fight the feeling of loneliness is to spend as much time as possible with good company. Try not to lock yourself away in your apartment to avoid the world. Make it an obligation on yourself to remain a sociable human being. It takes a lot of work, but the result is happiness and contentment in life. Do not despair. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The greatest of afflictions is cutting off hope." Being a revert to Islam, you will face a lot of tribulations. There is not anything that you cannot overcome though. And never despair on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah guided you to Islam, you searched for the answer and you found it. Be happy and constantly remind yourself of the blessings in your life.